Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans. Why have you been going down on your grandma?
I thought
Layla
died.
Yeah, Rose.
Bad.
I'm the scum of the
earth.
My name is
Coach.
Guy
Cole.
Looks like a pedophile.
He's blue.
Willow.
Woo.
Ah, okay.
He played keep away with his glasses.
Literally drives me mad.
Welcome to another edition of the Supla's NXT Review. I'm Carmine Antonelli, and with me as always, Sam Brooks.
Yep.
Just gonna have to write this out, I guess.
Impact in 3, 2, 1.
Do you have to talk over it? It really ruins the moment.
What, am I just going to sit there while MVP's thing's playing?
Yeah, you have to. Otherwise, it makes me look like a fool and a charlatan. So I'm back. I had a throat thing. That's why Raw Review didn't happen, in case you cared. That's why I wasn't on the Supla also. Then again, I had a meal out, so I couldn't really attend that either. But I'm back now. Your host, your whip the most, is back on the NXT Review, and we're doing good.
Yay!
Because this was a really good episode.
It was.
It was full of matches and
a lot of matches.
Yeah, it was like...
A lot of them half matches.
A lot of them weren't even really matches when you think about it.
NXT is a 1 hour show, and typically there's like 4 matches, sometimes 5. What, they'd get like 7 today?
Yep, I think. Let's have a rundown. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6?
Technically 6.
Okay, plus an interview an in-ring promo segment, a couple of backstage segments. So it was a packed show, and it showed, but it was still good.
Indeed, and we're gonna dive right into the gold pool with
Baron fucking Corbin.
Dun 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 dun.
Do do me.
Bum 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 bum.
You know what I'm realizing about Baron Corbin?
What are you realizing about Baron Corbin?
He's the fucking Terminator!
Is he?
Listen to his music and look at him!
Dun dun da da dun dun da da dun dun dun. Holy shit.
He's the fucking Terminator!
Close enough to the Terminator. This guy, right? He got kind of a new entrance deal where he had like a couple of spotlights on the stage and then... Lights on, the fucking guy walks out and...
Blinding whiteness.
He just comes out. He's almost negative image inside the white light at one point.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and he's like... The crowd is like, Baron's gonna kill you. Baron's gonna kill you.
Which is accurate.
Yeah, because, you know, 18 seconds of a match happened when Baron Corbin basically hit his finisher on Elias Simpson and pinned him.
Yeah, they locked up, he Irish whipped him into the ropes, when he came back, end of days. That's it.
Boom.
It was so fucking
18
fast.
Seconds.
Like, I don't have a great appreciation for squash matches, especially on Raw, but these are so effective.
Like, they're funny, if anything, because he comes out, he puts off his jacket, does the match... Gets his hand raised, smiles a little bit, and just walks the fuck away.
It's so cool.
It's like the fact that he doesn't showboat, like, he doesn't give any fucks about anything. It kind of makes it better.
Yeah, it's not the Ryback thing where he's swinging his arms up and down saying, feed me more. He's just...
feed me more.
He just walks in, hits his finisher, and walks out.
Been there, done that, hit the end of days.
It's so effective. Of course, I cannot wait to see him have an actual feud and have full-on matches. Yeah. But for now, this is really actually entertaining.
And we all know where he's headed in the future, of course.
Oh, yeah. If this guy's not world champion someday, I'll be really surprised.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where do you see him feuding in his immediate future?
In his immediate future? Someone like Bull Dempsey.
Yep, Bull Dempsey. Because, for those who don't know, Mojo Rawley has unfortunately been sidelined with shoulder injury.
Yes, and him and Tyler Breeze seem to have the thing on lock for now.
And so, that leaves Bull Dempsey with nothing to fucking do.
Yes, except maybe...
Baron fucking Corbin.
Baron fucking Corbin!
I love it. Like, the thing I would expect is, like, Bull Dempsey, he comes out and he's like, "So, Mojo's a dickhead, he injured himself. I'm bored. Who wants some?" And then you... bam, 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 bam. And then Baron fucking Corbin comes out and he's like, well, he doesn't say anything.
Yeah, really.
If he did say something, he'd probably be like, "I want you. I'm going to kill you."
Yeah, he might just have the crowd talk for him. Baron's going to kill you.
Baron's going to kill you.
That would actually be a really cool character development if that's the kind of thing that he does.
If so, but, great. If not, then, well, hopefully they know what they're doing with him.
Yeah. Now, if this feud happens, of course, it's going to be a multiple match feud, obviously, where they fight each other like 5 times. The first time, especially if they go with the Bull Dempsey open challenge route, I'd like to see Baron Corbin squash Bull Dempsey in like 10 seconds.
What a way to establish fucking this guy. Like... he's not exactly the kind of guy who we've seen up against Baron Corbin before.
No.
He's quite fucking heavy, so to get that finisher on him would be a feat of, like, Hogan Andre achievement.
Now, Bull Dempsey's not Big Show either, but yes. And in the next couple of matches, Bull Dempsey, of course, gets more even matches, maybe even wins one, I don't know, but in the first match... first round matchup against these guys, I'd like to see another Baron fucking Corbin squash.
Now, it's interesting that you see Bull Dempsey winning at least one match. Now, I kind of agree with that in a sense, because we all know what happens when you have an undefeated guy of any kind of, like, gimmick, you know?
He becomes
undefeated for so long, and then eventually he loses to a top-tier talent, say, John Cena.
Yeah. Or just loses in a stupid way.
You know, just loses in a stupid way, which is eventually what is going to happen to Rusev. It's going to happen to anyone with an undefeated streak. Just, it's a time-tested thing. It's been proven before. It will happen again.
Look at how much it failed with Ryback.
Good God. That guy. Haha. Where is he?
Injured.
Oh. Okay, I thought he just fell off the face of the earth, but that's the same thing, really, when you think about it.
Yeah. When he comes back, though, he will be part of Ryback, so...
yeah, and anyway, moving on from that, we had the promo of the evening with Sami Zayn and Tyson Kidd.
Yep, Sami Zayn comes out and he's like, "Hey, what can I say? Last week I lost fair and square, and I'm absolutely sick of having to say that."
Yeah, he's like, okay, he loses, he doesn't necessarily get screwed over like what Daniel Bryan did all those months back, but he does lose fair and square, and... I'd rather be screwed, in all honesty, because if I don't... Here's the thing. If you get screwed, like, it's not really a case of in-ring ability. It's a case of, like, extraneous variables, like, authority, or that kind of thing. If you lose fair and square, you're kind of like, am I good enough to be here?
Yep. And Sami Zayn had one of those moments where he's like, you know what? I'm better than this. I'm better than losing every fucking time I say I'm going to win. I'm going to start turning this shit around. This is my road to redemption. And with that, Tyson Kidd comes out and says, "No, you're fucking not."
Anyway, like,
Tyson Kidd comes out and he says, "You're not gonna change shit."
Fact.
You're a fucking loser.
Fact.
Every time you get close to the top of the mountain, you fall off.
Fact.
And Sami Zayn says, excuse me, did you get Natalya's permission before coming out here?
Yeah. That was cool, because, like, they're really riding on the whole Natalya just thing. Like, what do you think?
It's the best thing about Total Divas isn't even on Total Divas. It's on NXT.
Because I'm going to say, like, you watch Total Divas, so you kind of get the whole Natalya kid dynamic. What is his name? His actual name?
TJ.
TJ. You get that kind of dynamic between those two, and, like, does it translate at all into NXT?
The way they're doing it on NXT is completely different than what's happening on Total Divas, because on Total Divas, they're just fucking marriage is falling apart.
Oh.
There's no power struggle in the couple. It's just neither of us know how to fucking be married.
Oh. That's shitty for them, but hey, this ain't Total Divas, this is NXT, an infinitely better product.
With way better stories.
Way better stories, and it was like, hey, kid, I want to fight you. And Tyson was like, you know what? I gotta phone call my cats. What the fuck? Tyson, you're so weird.
That's the thing about TJ and Natalya that I love is that Natalya is a cat lady, but Tyson Kidd's just as into cats as she is.
Yeah.
I think he had a match on Raw against Jack Swagger either last week or the week before. Someone had backstage pictures of him, and you can see that there are pictures of cats on his fucking kick pads.
Yep. Saw that.
So good.
God damn it.
And he's like, yeah, I'll fight you, but first, you know, I gotta go backstage, I gotta make a couple phone calls, gotta check on my cats, so... When I come back out here, your road to redemption's hitting a roadblock.
Tyson Kidd. And I'm gonna move my kick pads. We need to stop and get on with the fucking show, which had the Lucha Dragons make their first appearance in, what, 5 weeks?
Lucha. What amazing tag team did our tag team champions go in a stiff competition with?
Team Thick.
What?
Team Thick, dude.
What the fuck?
No, dude, come on. It's Buddy Murphy.
Oh, it's Bungie Murphy.
Wesley Snipes. No, fuck, not Blade. I can't remember his
Wesley
fucking name.
Wesley Blade.
Wesley Snipes. No, Wesley. Fuck, what is his name?
Wesley Blake.
Is that his actual name?
Yeah.
Wesley Blake. Okay, I remember that.
Wesley Blade.
Okay, Buddy Murphy, Buddy Love, and Wesley Murphy. Snipes. Buddy Love and Wesley Snipes, Team Thick, as their official.
Skype, please.
We need to do a show. Professionally, kind of.
So, Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy.
Like, they had a match against the Lucha Dragons, who fell off the face of the earth for like 5 weeks, but are now back.
Yep.
People complain about Lesnar being a part-timer, but, like, it's worse on NXT sometimes.
Well, because they only have 1 hour and not everyone gets featured every week, so sometimes they're left off for weeks at a time.
True, but they're the fucking tag team champions.
Yep.
Like, come on.
Yep.
You gotta have them have some presence.
Like, Neville, there's been times where he doesn't show up.
Oh, yeah. Anyway... Lucha Dragons was Team Robin Thick, and it was a solid match. Both teams actually looked quite good. I wouldn't call Team Thick the jobber team anymore, because they're pretty much evolving to be a team in their own right.
Yep. And I refuse to call them Team Thick, because that's the stupidest name I've ever heard.
Okay, what are you going to call them?
Team Buddy Murphy.
Team fucking... It's not a Twilight character.
Buddy Murphy.
Who are you? I'm Team Buddy.
Buddy Murphy.
Fucking...
But
shit.
Yeah, no. But yeah, no, there was actually a spot where Bungie Murphy caught Sin Cara out of the air and countered it into a really cool suplex. So they're a good team.
Yeah, we love suplexes and we love Team Thick.
We love Team Bungie Murphy.
Team Robin Thick.
Team Bungie Murphy.
I know you want it.
Bungie Murphy.
The Team Thick.
Wesley Murphy.
Divas match.
Divas.
Divas. What the fuck is a diver? Divas match with Becky Lynch and Charlotte.
Yay. Really good match.
Really fucking good match. Probably the best match of the night, all things considered, because, hey, Becky Lynch, very, very capable athlete. Charlotte, the future of the women's division. So, hey, mm-hmm. You put two and two together, you get a big apple pie.
Yeah, like what? But
this is pretty, you know.
Up until recently, everyone's established there are three main women in the NXT women's division: Charlotte, Sasha Banks, and
two
Bayley.
Together and apple pie.
You're just okay.
No, it makes sense.
Sure. There's been the three main women: Charlotte, Sasha Banks, and Bayley. I think it's safe to say you can add a fourth in Becky Lynch.
If they're on a roll.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, Becky Lynch. Like, I've said this many a time. Basically the new leader. If leader was more of a technician as opposed to a high flyer.
Yeah, and she's definitely coming to her own in these matches against champions and number one contenders. So.
Oh, yeah, because at the start of this match, you can kind of see that she had control at one point, kind of just...
Oh, she had Charlotte on the ropes for a majority of the match.
Yeah, majority even, just kind of hitting her hard, bringing it to her. But, of course, the match ended with the natural selection and Charlotte picking up a win, as she should. I mean, as good as in all of the women's division is, when you have the Divas champion, the women's champion, fuck.
Yeah.
Leaves a bad taste in my mouth for that kind of thing, but... Point being, if you have your champion, you have to have a win, and consistently.
Yeah, which Charlotte does.
Yeah, which is why NXT is infinitely better than Raw, where the belt is swapped around like spit.
Ew.
Hey, it's just as gross.
But yeah, that's what separates good champions from bad champions, is good champions win their non-title matches pretty much all the time.
Indeed.
And Charlotte has done just that with some good title defenses, so... Yeah, she's been a very good women's champion for anyone who said, oh, it's just going to go to shit after Paige leaves. Fuck you.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, because Charlotte said so?
Because Carmen Antonelli said so.
Oh.
And okay. Sam Brooks agreed. So, moving on from the Brilliant Divas match, we had, I think, was it a match? The Hudson River Crossing.
How you doing? We rushed for time.
Versus the Legionnaires. Attention, attention. They split up like baguette.
How you doing? We'll rush for time. We're just going to breeze through this promo and get to the match that's not really a match.
Also, the Legionnaires are going to break up. Hang on, what?
Yeah.
That's my impression of Marcus Louis being all angry because the match started because of reasons the bell rung. That's why the match started. But the match stopped because Sylvester Lay fought. Ripped off Marcus Luiz's wig, and...
Presumably on accident.
Presumably. He went for the second rope, but got the wig, and Marcus Luiz was like, and turned heel and attacked Lafort to a big pop, all things considered.
Le Hulk smash, Sylvester Lafort, and the crowd was really into it.
And just kind of pummeled him on the ramp for a bit and kind of just went home, I guess.
I do know that at one point there was a yes chant going on.
We.
It turned into a we chant, which is amazing.
It's funny because they're French.
The crowd was super into it. And the best parts were occasionally the camera would cut to Enzo and Cass who were just watching like, do you see this fucking shit?
What is happening? What did we do?
So good.
And what they like, did. I think, what they did was they were
I
like.
I think we got time for another match.
Hey, Carmella. Bada bing!
Hottest chick in the ring.
I don't know word for word, but they were like, blue pants!
Hey, we got time for another match. How about, like, we saw you in the back with the blue pants. Get out
blue
here.
Pants. Get blue pants! Get out blue pants! Now, throughout the rest of the show, this woman will be referred to as nothing other than blue pants.
Yes.
Because she was wearing blue pants and kind of looked like Kitty Pryde on the original X-Men comics. As pointed out by Renee Young, of all people.
I didn't even hear her say that.
Didn't
I was just
take her to be
laughing.
A comic book fan, but, you know.
I was too busy laughing about Blue Pants.
Fun fact. Blue Pants is a very, very entertaining indie wrestler in various women's federations by the name of Leva Bates.
I have not heard of her, but I will take your word for it.
I hadn't heard of her before this match, but I decided to look into it because, hey, it's not often you see someone on the NXT roster that you don't know the name of.
Yeah.
Everyone is their own character, even if they're a jobber or a jobber tag team like Team Thick. So I thought, who the fuck? I googled, looked around, and it's worth looking into her. She has a weird accent, so it's kind of hard to understand at times, but her in-ring work, very reminiscent of some of the actual NXT divas. So it's worth looking into.
She might get signed as Blue Pants.
Maybe. Blue Pants. But then,
but, dude, yeah, once Blue Pants. Hot,
by the way, I gotta say.
Carmella is hot. Yeah, luckily, she's not actually my sister.
Oh, she is.
Fucking hot. Once Blue Pants came out, they're like, please welcome. I don't remember all the things they said for.
Bada bang.
Hottest chick in the ring, Carmella.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, her theme song is just a lot of bass.
Fucking bass notes. I mean, it kind of just degrades into the whole typical Divas theme with female vocals.
It turned into like an Iggy Azalea song.
Yeah, not a fan.
It was all right.
I like the bass.
It's Carmella.
I like the bass, I will say.
I mean, it is Carmella, who was a hairdresser in this canon.
In this canon, in this universe.
And she's part of Enzo and Cass. So, I mean, if anything, it's fitting. It's just not our style of music.
Yeah, to be fair. But, kind of a squash match, all things.
Yeah, another quick match, like everything in this show.
It's kind of a shame when you know who Leva Bates is, and you're like, oh, okay, they're kind of using her to further the ring career of someone who's kind of green, but, you know, that's not
that's what NXT's about.
Yeah, you know, Carmella, obviously, there to learn how to be a good wrestler, and obviously if she's good enough to be on NXT at this stage, then they're obviously gonna, yeah. I mean, we're not exactly ones to talk about squash matches when we're in love with Baron fucking Corbin.
Yeah. I didn't have a problem with this match. In fact, one of my favorite parts of this match was the crowd, because this was a new batch of recordings, and so it was a different crowd. The My Style Kick song was finally, the sign, I mean, is finally gone.
Yay.
And the crowd is very loud.
Yeah, I don't know if that's because it was a new crowd or audio levels, but fuck me, was this crowd really, really loud in comparison to theme music and microphones and ring and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, part of that's probably audio levels, but even it, without just that, they were always on.
Yeah.
They never died out. And during the Carmella match, they started chanting for Blue Pants.
Yeah, they were like, let's go Blue Pants, right?
Yep. And holy shit, is that a testament to Enzo and Cass's ability to put people over?
Via catchphrases and nicknames.
They got someone over with the nickname Blue Pants.
Blue Pants.
What the fuck? But Carmella picked up the win via submission with a really cool looking move.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's kind of like a head scissors modified move.
Yeah, it's I don't know how to describe it, but it's really cool looking, and I guess that's her finisher for now.
Yeah.
I like how she has a finisher and Enzo doesn't.
Hey, Enzo has a finisher. It's,
the roll-up.
No, hey, come on, dude. Let's not, hey, come on, hey.
Dude, you know, Enzo is my favorite. On. Enzo is my absolute fucking favorite. Yeah, bar
Enzo's
none.
Your favorite.
He doesn't have a finisher.
Yeah, he does. That's why I'm on his Wikipedia article right now, and I'm looking up what his finisher is, and that's why I'm saying a lot of words to stall for time. Oh my god, he doesn't have a finisher. What the fuck is this?
He doesn't fucking have a finisher, dude.
No. In wrestling, nicknames, certified G, Jersey's finest, entrance themes, soft as a sin. That's it. Nothing. That's where the finisher goes. Why does he not? Oh my god, no. No.
Big Cass has two. Enzo
Big
has
Cass
none.
Big Cass has two?
Yeah, the Empire Elbow and I think it's a big boot. I don't know
big
exactly.
Boot, the Empire Elbow and the high knee.
Oh, the high knee.
Why doesn't Enzo have a finisher?
It's no surprise to anyone, and I've admitted it before. Enzo is not the best technical wrestler yet. He's getting there. He's learning.
He's all microphone at this point.
So I assume at some point he's going to get something. But for now, he has no finisher.
Hopefully.
Which is why he never gets the pin in matches except for a roll-up.
Hopefully it gets a little bit better than having nothing.
Yeah.
Started out with nothing, and I still got most of it left. Yeah.
I think that was the second to last match, right?
That was. We probably missed out on a couple of backstage segments. There was one, in particular, between Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks.
Yep, where Becky Lynch has a deeper voice than I would have thought she did.
Yeah, and a very thick accent. Hey, if you're from Ireland, you're going to have a very distinct voice, but I almost didn't understand what she said at first.
Yeah, it's what you... I'm not going to even try an accent. What you did to Bailey a couple weeks ago was disgusting. What the fuck are you doing? And Sasha Banks
was
like,
coming to you. And then Sasha Banks was like,
No, it's like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, nice people don't get anywhere in wrestling, which is half true.
Well,
so
yeah.
And so she's like, maybe you should look at yourself in a mirror and wonder what you're doing with your life or your career. Oh. And then she walks away and Becky Lynch
shadowing,
staring into a mirror. So maybe something's going to happen there. Oh, and then there was another backstage segment where Adrian Neville was being interviewed because next week's main event is already set when he will defend the NXT Championship against...
Dun, 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 dun.
Titus O'Neil.
Titus O'Zilla.
And that should be a good match.
I'm looking forward to that because, hey, Adrian Neville, his opponents so far have kind of been his sort of size, stature, and in-ring ability. Titus O'Neil. This is basically going to be fucking Attack on Titan when you look at it.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what this is going to be.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk Titans.
What are they talking about?
Titan O'Neil.
Oh my fucking god. Anyway, that's the main event for next week, and we will save any jokes we have left for then. Right now, we have the main event of this episode, which is Sami Zayn versus Tyson Kidd.
And I loved it.
You know what I just remembered about the promo they had at the start of the NXT show?
What?
Tyson Kidd came out in a Sami Zayn shirt.
Yes, he did.
Why?
To make fun of him.
Did he? Was that
kind of?
It kind of had that whole vibe. This is kind of what Ellie would say, but like, it had that vibe of like, you spend a night with a guy and then you wear his shirt the next morning. Like, kind of had that boyfriend feel about it.
The fan fictions have begun.
Hey, it's Titus O'Neil, Sami Zayn, Tyson Kidd, and another guy drinking at a bar, and then things happen.
No, no, no. We should stop this right now.
Oh, I want to write that later. That'll be funny. Anyway, Sami Zayn versus Tyson Kidd. Like, solid match. What do you expect?
Yeah, good storytelling, too. There was a lot of moments where Sami Zayn got the upper hand during some of the technical aspects, and at the very beginning of the match, Tyson Kidd threw his Sami Zayn shirt at Sami Zayn, and then at some point in the match, Sami Zayn grabbed Tyson Kidd's jacket, threw it at him. There was a point where Tyson Kidd was outside the ring and Sami Zayn went for his usual dive, but Tyson Kidd got out of the way and he just kind of like psyched it out, and it was really fucking cool.
Yep, I like that spot. It was kind of like, hey, this guy, haha, he has bravado.
Yeah.
Just like every single face on NXT.
And at the end of the day, what did Sami Zayn do? Like he always does best. Oh no, he actually won!
Yeah, he kicked the guy.
Haluva kick for the win.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I saw a Haluva kick actually connect.
That one time.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I think the last one was on Tyson Kidd during the Fatal 4-Way match. He just didn't win.
Yeah, pretty sure.
So there you go. But Sami Zayn finally got a win, so maybe he is actually on his road to redemption.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't stop at any point.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
Because Sami Zayn, throughout his entire fucking NXT career, has been the, I'm going to be the best, and then lose the big match.
Yep.
So maybe this is finally the turning point.
Yeah, quite possibly.
I would like to see that. I don't know what the... Jesus Christ, I have the hiccups. I don't know what the plans are for the NXT Championship in the near future, but I would definitely like to see Sami Zayn pick it up at some point, obviously.
Oh, he's next in line. You can totally tell.
Oh, I thought it was Titus.
No? To win?
Yeah, I thought it was Titus.
Was it?
No, I'm being sarcastic. You can't tell my fucking voice.
No, I already can't. Well, I'm a fucking idiot. Fuck it.
Anyway, that was NXT this week. Very good episode.
Good episode.
It was just a little packed and a little tight for time.
And we didn't see any Hideo Itami or the Ascension.
Yeah, there was another backstage segment for the Ascension.
Oh, shit, yeah, there was. They were like, Itami, fuck off.
Yeah, basically. That's all it really was. It was just them saying, this is our house, stay out of our way. And then Connor pounded his chest for a second and then laughed.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Storytelling.
Yep. So we'll probably see more of them next week.
Oh, we definitely will.
And look forward to that main event.
Yeah, that really, really.
Also, Bayley versus Sasha Banks is scheduled for next week.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
So that I'm looking forward to that.
I know you are.
Because they're fucking, but fuck it.
They're fucking, oh, Bayley, oh.
Fuck it, fuck it. Thanks for watching NXT Review.
Oh, hey, no, I'm the guy who does that.
Fine, do it.
Right, fine. Jeez, fucking.
Ugh. Do it.
Okay, NXT Review. I've been Sam Brooks.
I've been Carmine Antonelli.
And we will see you next week for other things.
For the things. Look forward to the things.
Things and the stuff and the hey, oh, what's good with you now? What the fuck?
I don't know. You'll be to the